When an arsonist set fire to the school's library in 1877, they built a new one. When those two original schools ran into financial troubles years later, they started making plans to build an even bigger and better university. And in the 1930s, when white folks complained that this new school would mean too many black students on their buses, the folks at the school got the city to add a bus line just for their students, because nothing was going to stop them from achieving the vision of those early founders. And finally, in May of 1934, they broke ground for this school, Dillard University. A university that would go on to produce some of the leading thinkers and achievers in our country. And the day the cornerstone was laid for your library, the president of Howard University spoke these words. He said, "There lies in this Southland today, buried in unmarked graves, many a black genius who would have blessed this city and this section of our country if only his parents could have had before them the Dillard University you are now building." And in the years since then, through segregation and depression, through threats of violence, and the floodwaters of a devastating storm, students like you have come here to study and to learn and to carry forward those hopes and dreams. And today, I stand before a sea of young geniuses.